And next we'll hear from Martin Hoshino for the Administrative Director's Report.
Thank you, Chief. Members, given the general budget focus for this meeting and the short interval since the Council last met on June 26, I do not have a written report for today's meeting, but I do have an oral report which will be brief and will contain a brief program update related to traffic matters and then an item or a couple of items for which to make the members of the Council aware. The first one related to traffic is the work that is going on related to traffic cases and some of the activity that's gone on over the last couple of months. The first, with respect to rules of court, our staff is continuing to provide ongoing assistance to the courts as they work to implement the requirements associated with the new rule of court approved by this body on June 8th, which allows for an appearance without deposit of bail in traffic infraction cases. The assistance includes ensuring court compliance on forms and written instructions, as well as making available a sample website to ensure court users have online access to appropriate information on related court processes. At that June meeting referenced earlier, the chief indicated that more work would lie ahead on this issue, and then consistent with council direction, the Traffic and Criminal Law Advisory Committees, which incidentally are chaired by Judge Mark Burrell and Justice Tricia Bigelow, respectively, are working together on possible new rules related to access to justice in infraction cases. It's anticipated that the Council may receive these recommendations in October. Related to that is the amnesty program and the changes associated with the current budget act. And with respect to the traffic amnesty program, that, for a reminder, begins October 1st. The staff are working in supporting the courts, as well as coordinating with the California State Association of Counties, the California Revenue Officers Association, and the California Victims Compensation Program to draft some implementation guidelines for the program. Those guidelines are expected to be available and considered by the Council at the August meeting. We're also working as quickly as we can to identify and make available support resources to assist the courts with case management system reprogramming activities related to the amnesty program. A new public webpage has been posted with some basic Q&A and FAQ types information for potential participants in the program. And the courts and the counties are all encouraged to link their respective websites to this page. The council staff has produced an informational video, which is also on the site, with some closed captioning options in over 50 different languages. And we're also working closely with the DMV on the vehicle registration insert, which will describe the program and which is being translated into 9 different languages. And now a couple of items in terms of awareness for the council members. Court order debt is another area that that really threads with the traffic reform initiative, and it gets into the broader issue of fines and fees and penalties. I want the council members to be aware that legislative interest continues in both the Senate and the Assembly in this area of fine and fee revenues. In fact, the President Pro Tem of the Senate has asked both the Judicial Council and the Legislative Analyst Office to review revenue streams and the rationale for penalty assessments and provide recommendations for a more rational structure that takes into account this nexus as well as the issue of affordability. Recommendations are also expected to be made on improving the court-ordered debt collection process. Today, we've had a number of productive meetings with the various stakeholders and the courts, and we've initiated some data collection efforts, and we expect further discussions to begin to address what we all know is an incredibly complex issue for the entire state, not just the judicial branch. Connecting with this, the Futures Commission, as the Council considers its budget allocations for the branch for this fiscal year and address budget change proposals for the fiscal year of 16-17, during this meeting today, there continues to be a recognition of a need to address the long-term fiscal stability and sustainability for our branch. In fact, I spent the weekend in Omaha, Nebraska, at the Conference of Chief Justices and the Conference of the State Court Administrators, and this was a subject, though not officially on their agenda, but at various roundtables that I was participating in, came up over and over again, the notion of stability, sustainability, as it connects with, it seems, all courts across the country, as different funding and revenue streams and formulas are now being reexamined, and in this respect, California is no different. And so consistent with that national focus, the Commission on the Future of California's Court System, all appointed by the Chief Justice, has been taking a long, hard look at the reform opportunities really across the board in all areas of judicial administration, which includes budget funding, budget structure, efficiencies, and formulas. The commission is casting its net wide in terms of the information and the analysis it's seeking, and I believe the work being considered and undertaken is going to be essential to bring new ideas forward, and that will inform the strategic path the branch will need to follow to secure needed resources for a fully functioning judicial system. Thank you for your attention, members, and that concludes my report.
Thank you, Martin. We look forward to August with some of the issues you've described and the challenges of the Futures Commission and the discussions we'll have.